Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez DeShay, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap and your smooth R&B for the lady? So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle. You can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you'll ever have. The finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, let go.
Okay, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the LLBP Radio Show. It's Hump Day, damn it. We got the hell stuck with the book. Hey, let's go. I'm ready now. I'm ready. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. You ready? You ready, Rody?
You ready?
Ready, let's go. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the most exciting, most entertaining, most energetic radio station on the airwaves and streaming in the tri-state area, period. It's the LLBP Radio Show. I am your host, who's the goddamn most I go by the name of Miss Jackson, a.k.a. Miss J. the Diva, best believer. Woo-woo! That way. And engineering tonight. Keeping my shit tight. My heartbeat. My first bone on y'all. Come here. Come here. Merlo. You already know. That way. Shout out to the owner of New Beat Radio. New Beat Radio. That's N-U-U-B-E-A-T Radio. You already know. Goes by the name of DJ Mo Hype. I had to do that for him. He just left. But shout out to him. And shout out to everybody that's tuning in to the show. Whether you've been on Blog Talk Radio, by the way, caring is sharing, and don't take but a second to let somebody know about the LLBP Radio Show. If you're on Facebook, please push the share button. Once again, for those in the back row, hit the share button. That way, yeah. If you are listening, they got this thing called text message, DM, you know, that y'all know the most funny ways to message out people. FaceTime. I do King TV calls on FaceTime. But, yeah. All type of ways for you to holler back and let everybody know to check out what's going on tonight on the LLBP Radio Show. We have a youthful night going on tonight. Nice, fly, youthful faces in the building. In the building. Yes, it got brighter in here. Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Yeah, I keep hitting the bell because everybody in here real. Some of us are sleeping. Some of us, I'm going to shout out to my folks who, oh, you already know.
Let's see what everybody looks like.
What?
Hey.
And I let she go by the name of Coco.
Coco.
Yeah, you're a cute girl. And she's so young, so talented. You might want to check her out. She can't do nothing but get better. And she do get to you, no matter if you natural, use a hair crack, you need braids. soul in. Don't matter where you at, she got you. She got you. Give her a try. Bet you'll be back. Like Pringle, you can't just do it this one time. You want you back. But, yeah. Y'all know y'all like the track. Okay, but, yes, people, today I want to talk to my audience today, or my interview is to my lady on the right side and her partner.
I'm
on part two. You on part two, don't you? Hold yourself. Your
yeah, we know where you are.
Your interview's going to come on a whole nother level. So, yeah, she can interview you on a whole nother level.
She's
going to talk it. You gonna B.O.B. as bars of a bullshit. That's what she gonna be out on. That way. Next, lipstick popping on the far end. Ooh, man. Look at So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, we're gonna talk to my girl Courtney Carson. Courtney, hey, goes on with that Courtney stuff. Do it, girl. One more time for the gram. Do it for the gram. I ain't going to do it. Yes. So, yes, you are looking fab. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm great. I'm very fine.
You are.
You are. Every day we're going to live. Busy, always busy.
Nonstop 24/7. That's what's up. So business is going well. So let them know one more time what you and where they can find you.
All right. So some of you have seen me last. It's been a minute. It's been a long minute. I'm a cosmetologist, I'm a stylist, I work at 7 a.m. Lash Conference, located at 2841 Castle Road. I basically specialize in natural style, extensions, colors, braids. I'm known for my braids. Those have been very popular over the summertime, braids. Everybody's getting those beaters and those box braids, all of that. You know, I'm doing real long, real neat. I'm a neat freak. I can't let none of my clients go out with the any type of way to all my walking billboards. It's important. It's important.
Very much so.
Yes. But I love my work. It's really not work. We have a passion for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not work. We have a passion. It feeds you. It feeds you. Like, I can go all day, every day, no sleep, and sometimes I forget to eat just because of my passion of going here. Not always a good thing.
No, I'm there. We been you both in there, stomach growling together, eating granola bars.
Yeah,
she keeps granola bars for the hungry days. She is that type of hairstylist. She, you know what I mean? She look out for me after I have a long day. It is good to have someone that cares. So, you are awful cute. I don't know what people would like to know, are you?
I'm engaged.
All right. Oh, say it again to the mic. See, they greedy. How many people hurry up and say, I'm engaged. No, my partner's here, I'm engaged. She thought she was happy. Did that matter in a relationship? Do women need to say that they're happily with the person?
No, I mean,
if you're gonna brag, tell the whole story. But you know what? I can kind of feel you, even though I'm laughing at you. Let me tell you why. Because there is a time when you're telling me, you have somebody, you got a man? Yes. But are y'all happy? Have you ever had somebody say that? Men say that all the time. But are you happy? First of all, do my happiness ever matter to you? You're not trying to find out. You're not trying to make me happy. You trying to make yourself happy. So what I got going on at home ain't none of your business. So if I tell you I got, I'm at home, my happiness ain't home. At home ain't none of your business. And then you put on paying some bills. then we're going to have a happy home we can talk about. You ain't paying no bills, my home ain't none of your business. But I tell you, I got a home. Respect it. But no, they don't. They seem to want to go further, but you didn't even want it for that reason. You wanted to let her know I'm very happy about my decision. That was what that was. Are you happy? That way.
Black
love. Yes. Black love.
That's young white love. More time to develop a piece
of.
Wow.
It's about 7 years.
Still, you know, more time.
That's even better. That's even better. Matter of fact, how did y'all end up together?
So, in one summer, mine didn't have a 3.5 year age. And in one summer, I knew his younger brother Jordan for about 2 years and under 4 years. So, me and my friend went to the fair. And in addition, I didn't know who he was at all. I didn't even know Jordan had a brother. Anything, really. So, when I was at the fair, I seen him in the distance and I was like, I'll see my friend. I was like, oh, I'm going to have him one day. I was talking about friends because I'm younger, better, and I'm he's so much older. And later on that night, you know, I was a bad. So I snuck out. I sneaked out and I seen Jordan come in his house around like 1 o'clock in the morning. And he walked with Jeremy. And I'm like, come on, I'm like, hey, that's you from the fair. I'm like, oh, don't you? What a coincidence. So, you know, it's already 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm out and I'm supposed to be out. So I'm like, hey, Jordan. And we all kind of get together, and then we all introduce ourselves.
The rest of history.
The rest of history, and much more.
Oh, and much more. I don't even want to know what the much more was, but you said you were supposed to be out at that time. It wasn't even legal. Your mom might be watching this. I don't want to get you and have to answer 20 questions when you get out. With. Baby, what you had said earlier? And yet, if you hear me get real ugly or use a word you don't know, technology on this damn show. All right? Look it up. Whatever you are, they decided that bombs was a smart way to get attention, or I don't know what point you was trying to make when you decided to attack in a terroristic, threatening way the following people: Barack Obama, Hillary and Bill Clinton, Maxine, Senator Maxine Waters. Breaking news just came across my phone right when the show started. Maxine Waters, CNN news station, and Thoreau's civility. All these people have received, except the Soros, who got it a day or two ago. All of you got a bomb to their crib or to their business today. Whichever psycho weird motherfucker, excuse my French, that thinks that's cute or smart, I hope you burn in hell with gasoline drones on. What kind of God do you serve? The only thing these people all have in common is they're all Democrats. So somebody deliberately are attacking a group of people based on their political beliefs. You have to die now for your political beliefs. And I not only blame this on the psycho witch with a B that is doing this, I blame this also on our president, the chump, the dub, Trump. He just plain just dumpster juice trash. Just all kind of trash on so many levels. But how can you incite a rat on national TV day after day, week after week, month after month, and then not expect extreme people to do extreme things? If you let a nut loose, the nut gonna act a nut. You let a dog loose, don't be mad at the dog, act like a dog and bite your way. And words, I say this all the time, people. Words have power. I'm gonna say that again. Words, positive or negative, have power. And either you can use it for the good or you can use it for the bad, and where you can ruin someone's life, even your own. You can take away things that were meant to be yours, but you open your mouth too fast, too much, or too raw. When keeping it real go wrong, that's that bumping that gun bullshit you be on. But all that keeping it real and all that other real stuff, real is a real cute story till it real happens to you. When somebody get real with you, they put their mouth on you, keeping it real because they just want to tell facts. Or they put their hands on you because they feel that it's the right thing to do. You offended them. Or any old way, steal from you. Say offensive things. Anything that could hinder you. We don't realize how critical words are, even to our own children. Our kids, sometimes we call them out our name. We should know better. We know better. We know better, but we still doing it. Get your black ass over here. So we don't. Excuse me to all my Caucasian, all my Asian, my Latino, whoever. I don't know how y'all talk to y'all kids, so I'm speaking to those that I know. That's my house. We done cussed and said, you know, things that we look at somebody here, somebody else say, oh, my God, I can't believe they said that. If your ass done said the same shit in your own house to your kids. You just didn't realize how funky that sounded till you heard it come out of somebody else's mouth. You didn't realize how bad of a damn parent you are or how hurtful when you see somebody else's kids when the lights go out in their eyes and the parents hurt them. Like, you so dumb, you dumb just like your daddy. You ain't gonna do shit just like your daddy. And the lights just go out. You took hope away from a child. They have hope and expectations. They want to be president. They might want to be a nurse, a doctor, a teacher, you know, engineer or anything. But they don't automatically be ain't shit like they ain't shit there. Words have power, people. And I digress. I said I'll let them say that Donald Trump, what the fuck would you think? What were you thinking when you told these people these things? Did you not think they were going to respond? You don't think? Well, that's it. That's it. I answer my own question. He don't think. We have a non-thinking, untruthful president. I'm shamed. I don't know about y'all, but I'm shamed to say he's my president. I can't say it with a straight face and a clear conscience. He ain't no part of my life. And if y'all don't want him a part of yours, I suggest you vote. I'm going to say that. And I'm going to let that end of the story go. I got all of my feelings about it because I can't stand that I'm standing watching breaking news all day long. Somebody else got another bomb at their house. At their house? I mean, you got kids. You trying to kill family? May God have mercy on themselves. Because I wouldn't. Promise you that, boo-boo. I wouldn't. I'm going to kill everything that looked like you. Your grass in your yard got it back. Your dog got to die. Them crabs you got, they got to die. Everything you got got to go. All that's here got to go. If you got your DNA, this your last day. You need to be wiped off the planet. Enough is too much. You know, in my own opinion, I just want to say this, and then I got to give my best to be up over here because I want them to speak too. But in my day, they used to lock people up. When they was crazy, they locked them up. Now they just let them run free and make YouTube videos and own guns, crazy shit like that. they need to stop. Y'all just need to stop. That's all I gotta say. I don't understand, and I don't like it. But it's up to you, you and you, to make a difference. If you like what's going on or what's potentially about to go on, then sit back and reap the benefits of your bullshit. But if you don't like what's going on and you don't vote, kill yourself. And shut what they call the hell up. If you don't vote, I don't need you to speak to me ever about anything politically motivated, even to the point of economics, politics, and anything. Abortion, health care. Don't talk to me about Nathan, because all of that has to do with politics. So if you don't vote, kill yourself. Because you're not doing your civic duty as a citizen. You need to, matter of fact, you need to be deported. Now, they want to deport somebody, goddammit. If you don't vote, you need to be deported. Yes, I said it. I just need to come to your door. Half of y'all living for free. Are you getting some kind of benefit? Everybody in this country is benefiting one way or another from this country. You can say what you want, but you are. Can't you take 2 seconds and vote? You can't then move away. You need to be on the other side of the border. You need to be going on the Mexico side, or you need to be going on the caravan going the opposite way. Okay? Now, with that being said, I'm going to shut what they call the hell up. But sometimes things need to be said. And I just think we need to be on some ground, even though we be on some cool stuff. Sometimes my people need to pay attention. To stay woke means more, is a whole lot more than just saying whatever everybody else does. If everybody else says 1 + 1 = 2, you're going to say 1 + 1 = 2, but you got to put a plus in there that really makes 3. I'm woke and you're not. You just want to be against what everybody else is. Sometimes that's really dumb and make yourself look stupid. Just want to say that. But if you want to be woke on your own time. But please don't tell people not to vote because you're woke and they're not. I just want to get that out there too. Now I'm really going to shut up. I promise for real this time. I promise for real. We're going to take the camera back that way to here. And I'm going to talk to you. What do you have going on at your shop before we get your name in the box?
Okay, well, starting actually tomorrow, probably for about 2 weeks, I'm going to have a sale. You know, I usually always run a lot of sales, randomly, really, just for my appreciation for my clients. So, my sale is going to be $10 off braids, $20 off sew-ins, $20 off quick weaves, basically. Pretty much anything that I really grow out there. But I'm just always showing them love. I love my clients. My clients are like my family. When I tell you about your family, friends, clientele, I love them all. Every time they come and visit, it's very private. I have my own suite. But you know it's that one-on-one attention.
Very much so.
I just love to give my clients exactly what they want. It's important for them to be satisfied. It's important for them to be right there to all go. So, that's pretty much what I have going on. I'm always busy. I'm always busy. So it's always important to book a week ahead of time, almost a week or 2 days ahead of time. I also charge $25 deposit fee, so I have none of them things away.
Say that again.
So yes, I do charge $25 deposit, but if necessary, my job is so busy. I have other people wanting spots. Time is limited. kind of so very limited, so you have to contact me ahead of time. 317-970-0570. You can follow me on Instagram at @EEET_dimples. Dimples with three S's. DIMPLESSS. _D_dimples with three S's. That's my Instagram. That's also my Twitter. You can contact me on Facebook at Courtney Carson. That's Courtney with two E's, not E-Y, two E's. You can contact me there. Usually I'm posting myself on Facebook and Instagram. That's really the best way to keep updated. I try my best to send text messages out, but I have a huge clientele base now, so that gets tainted. So social media is going to be your best friend.
How about that? Right, look at that girl in the front of you.
Oh, we got you.
Get the wake up. You had your nap. You well, man. They still stretching. Wait a minute. I'm old. In a minute. I gotta go back. Okay. So. We good. I don't know who you are, boo boo. Come on in. We real life now. Come on in.
Friends call me Germ. Doctor call me Germ, though. Y'all feel like I'm my friend.
That way.
Let's get it. Man, I'm just here on TV. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Germ Dope. Y'all can find me on YouTube. Germ Dope. Y'all can find me SoundCloud. Germ Dope.
You're like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say
that. I got Twitter, but I don't get on there. I like to keep everything busy.
Okay. Yeah. So, Germ Dope. How long have you been German?
Yeah.
And where the hell is Germ Dope? I got a nickname, but I can't put it out there because it feels like it can hold up a cake starting all over back. And I don't know how long that statute of limitations. So, I'm saying my gut. They're down and posted on Facebook just to be funny. My hood of people know what it is. But it don't go together. My nickname don't go together at all. Germ Dope. It wasn't born together like peanut butter together. You know what I mean? Now or later. They didn't mix it together, but they work together. My nickname was meant to be together, but I've been there for a long time. Germ Dope, how did that come together to make it you?
It takes part of kind of my birthday name.
Okay.
My name is Jeremy. I was born Jeremy Ellen.
Okay. So there goes Jeremy
G. And whenever I step into my name, I say Jeremy G. I'm a G.
Okay.
Thank you. They say Jeremy.
Okay.
So they say Jeremy. Whenever they see my name, they use it as Jeremy. So, my buddies and everybody start calling me Germ.
Okay.
And I got to know.
You added it though?
I smoked the most, but it's like,
make them know. You got to be careful in the 2018 because there's so much smoking going on. You got to make level to this. I'm trying to be serious, but you know what I mean. It's a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, that was 3 weeks of commercial break, and we're back. Hey, that's our new commercial song.
I was talking about this pen, y'all.
Yeah, the ink pen.
Yeah, the new beat.
It got this vibe. Anyway, I'm going to say something just fell all the way out the port. But Germ Dope. So, what makes you so dope? What makes your rhyme so dope?
Yeah. But honestly, I feel like when I put myself together, I take my time and I feel like, how can I make them hear it, but want to hear it over and over and over and over again. So what I pride myself on doing is I pride myself on putting those little punchlines alongside those big punchlines. Therefore, in order for you to catch up, you're going to have to rewind it, play it again, rewind it, play it again. You might not understand what I'm saying. I feel like
I'm your lyric. So you think you can hang with the best of? Who do you think that who would come on here and make it do it tonight? Me and so and so, celebrity status, whether male, female, R&B, hip hop, pass it on. If I could just get this motherfucker on my shit. Yeah. I would blow B12. Boom.
You know what I'm saying?
Boom.
Ain't no what it is. It's like, who would you want to hear yourself combined with? Because I'm not just an artist. I'm also a fan.
Which is very important. That's another level they don't understand.
Some people might have a feeling, but they feel like they can't be a fan of music because they make music. I don't go around just listening to myself all day. That would be old. Of course, I already know what it is, so I do pride myself on listening to other music. I've been trying to get better at keeping up with it, and it's pretty fast, and it keeps coming out
every day. I'm like something new all the time, but I'm not always in
I'm not
put that out there. Okay. First of all, what happened was they took all of the material out their clothes because all of them wear skinny pants and if you're the new wave rapper, you every day you gotta wear these skinny pants, you gotta look crazy, you gotta wear weird tattoos or weird hairdo. Or you gotta be young, fly, chick, boy, dude. You know, that's saying that young, fly, nigga, boy, George, boy, this, whatever it is, young boy, G, fly, boy, G. Yeah, little song. It's not always had one of these good names, and I'm telling y'all, little ass. God damn. Anybody got a name? Drake. Say a name. Now you got, oh my God, just little fly boy OG.
Zanny Bar.
Swear to God, little Zanny Bar. Yes, little Zanny Bar, little perk, you know what I mean? Just all that. On the link. Hey, they call me Lean Daddy. Oh my God. And then the more weird the name women and no shade, extensacion.
Come
on, buddy. We can do the radio. It was a crazy name.
But
God rest his soul, bro. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, the dude, real life.
But it was like unknown sensation or something like that.
I don't know what it was, but it was, I just know, extensacion or something. And I just, the name, you have to have a weird name, or you have to have, like,
I guess.
Yeah, you gotta have something. You can't just be good. You know what I'm saying? You cannot go on the mic and say, I said it, I've been here before, whatever. I never let the mic magnetize me no more. It's biting me, inviting me to ride. I can't hold them back. I'm looking for the line, taking off my coat, clearing my throat. So you don't know who it is. That's Rakim. That's Rock. All right. Eric, do your Rakim. Come on, I know everybody's lying. Everybody's wrong. I don't either mind. But see, that was my era of music when all you had to do was be good. You understand what I'm saying? You if that was my TV, like, damn, it's great. Ooh. Yeah. It ain't even a I need to say that again so I can just hit the shit out of this bill. Say it again in my goodness, they hear you.
This is not about the music, it's about what you do on the podcast. It's all they want to talk about. You don't even know the name of somebody's song, but you can hear it, stay hearing about it.
I don't even know. People, I don't even know who Ariana Grande was. I thought the Grande was from Taco Bell. I swear, I thought it was another Taco. The Ariana Grande, I know. What was that? I know that was a girl. You know what? Taco Bell starts on Ariana Grande. No, I don't even doubt it. There was some old, some extra sauce that they put on there. Now they got some, they had the ghost peppers and shit. Now they got the Ariana peppers on the Grande. Boom, boom, there you go. I don't know about none of these young people or what they doing, but I don't know not one song that the girl like, bless her heart. But I know who she was dating. He done killed himself, the ex-boyfriend. I know all your business, but I don't know your music. How come I know all these folks' business, but I don't know your music? I listen to music that the 45 and the 15 could listen to a groove together. Mm-hmm. Now I can't stand it. Turn on the radio. I can't stand it. Oh. Well, not to mention they play on rotation every 15 minutes the same song. I'm going to make you learn the words if I just keep playing it over and over again. You'll find yourself learning the words to a song you don't even want. I know it's a song I really hate. And y'all can get mad at me if I say what this song is, but I hate this stupid song. Have you ever seen the crowd going ape shit? Look at my dick. But I don't know what Beyonce be saying, but it just, I don't like it. That's my preference. You know, all my beat people, though, please, God, don't follow watch the movie. Oh! Yeah. Yeah, come and don't find me on low.
You're wrong that song.
You know what, I don't doubt it, but I'm not ape shit over the ape shit song. But I promise I started learning the words, and I was like, wait a minute, this is bullshit. I don't even like it. That's crazy. You learn the words of a song you don't even want to know. And then you hear your kids singing and the grandbabies and stuff. Hey, I got grandbabies and shit. And my grandbabies be singing that crazy shit. Backing it up, man. Only thing you need to be backing up is your big wheel out the living room and put it in your room. I don't think nothing of you want to be backing up enough. I just can't. I can't. Love used to be love and happiness. Make you want to do wrong. Make you want to do right. Yes, love. Now, ain't nothing about love. Ain't nothing about love.
That's all I feel.
They don't got no songs that talk about you hoes ain't loyal. But wait a minute, why we gotta be a hoe? Why we hoes? We at first gotta be called a hoe. And then you hoes ain't loyal. Well, some of you niggas is hoes too. Unloyal ass and ass. Can you talk about something other than that? And then, what was that song? I always say it all the time. They be laughing on me saying, oh, the windows to the walls, to the sweat drop off my balls. To all these bitches crawl. All these motherfuckers. Oh, skeet, that means. Oh, skeet, motherfucker. Oh, skeet, that means. There we go. See the way it is. Oh, that's my shit, girl. Huh? Did all you bitches crawl? And I don't want to love. I know you want to love, but I just want to love. No, you know the deal, so baby, keep it real. Where'd love go? Is it like just the word you use to get some pussy now? I mean, excuse me,
I thought you were going to
be there. It's one of those. That's a whole nother level. It just, you know what I'm saying, though.
Mm-hmm.
It love went out the window. And now it's just, we just sexual beings now. We don't supposed to have no feelings. I guess they fucked it up. To me, they fucked it up when they said, you are all in your feelings. Get up out your feelings. Now you ain't even allowed to have this. Some people have too many. Some go too far.
Everybody want to be cold-hearted.
But everybody want to be whore up. I can dance till I ate my cut-off game strong. And that's the cute stuff. But you still got to have feelings. Or you ain't nothing but I almost said a word, but I forgot we're on New B Radio. So I'm gonna keep my mouth on some good stuff. I'm trying. Don't judge me. Play for me. Don't judge me. Work in progress. But you ain't nothing but
I don't know. My bad.
That was cute. I wasn't saying anything, but I don't know. Yes. Yes. And you ain't nothing but a deposit box for the residual. You ain't nothing but you might well get a couple of 20s on the nightstand. You ain't nothing but a couple of 20s on the nightstand and a late night height. That's it, that's all. Don't you want to be more than that? Like, guys, don't you want something to roll over next to Kyle that you can talk to? It ain't even just about saying this is mine, because you can say this is mine, and then he say this is mine, and then he say this is mine. It's a whole lot of y'all claiming the same whole lot of people. Man, it's your boyfriend. How did it work? We all, my man is her man, and your man is your man, too. If they had a combo, same thing. But, yeah, it's about being able to, after a long day, get on the phone, hey, baby, how's your day? How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was just thinking about you or something. Hey, you hungry?
Being able to have an actual conversation.
Ooh, what's that word? Say it together. Y'all said it in code. Y'all can't stop because y'all said it together. Now, please, y'all say it again.
Being able to have an actual conversation.
Conversation.
If they ain't catch anything from that, this is what you said.
Conversation. Yes, sir.
Communication.
Is the key.
And respect.
Yeah.
If you can't have a conversation, you can't communicate, you might as well not be in a relationship.
It's being able to vent to somebody. It's being able, even when you, because sometimes things in life come at you fast. Sometimes life don't allow for you to express yourself because, like in 2018, if you go to tell your dude, hey man, man, she done broke my heart, she said, get out your feelings, you broke so and so. You know, they're going to down you for saying you care about a girl. You're going to get talked about, oh, you a hoe, she got you whooped. You know what I mean? Are you a punk? Are you a peon? Cause you, and then you can't even express that you have feelings for your feelings.
Well, what are they doing? those who are saying that kind of stuff. What are y'all doing behind closed doors? You want to hang out with the bros all day. Do you have a girlfriend? Do you even like one? Ooh. I had to go there.
Nah. I had to test to be able to jump on it because, yeah. Some of them ain't going to tell that story, though. We going to let them sleep on me. But, yeah.
You know, because they all, everybody want to be grown.
Everybody.
Everybody doesn't want to grow up.
That way.
Everybody want to be grown, but nobody want to grow up. Nobody want to take care of their responsibilities.
Because
if you better take care of your responsibilities, you are grown.
Officially.
You have your own bills. You have a house. You have a car. Does your mother still wash your underwear? Do you still cook and fix your lunch and you're 25? But you want to play video games. You want to play Fortnite.
Well, my grandson likes Fortnite. You can't like this Fortnite. Yeah, I like that Fortnite. Fortnite, yeah. I need that called Pilsen called. I need Fortnite. That's also live here. First of all, I don't got no chimney. But, yeah, we don't see about Fortnite, but they can't play no damn game. I'm with you, that. If you can't afford the game, if you can't afford the electricity that powers them games, why is you on them? You need to go to the arcade. They got one downtown. They have Dave and Buster's, all that. You ain't got to, you ain't earned the right to sit at home and be comfortable.
Your mama don't want to her house on your mama's life.
Putting a dick in the couch with your booze. That way, come on, 100. Die down with kid, let a kid be a kid. Where a kid can be a kid. Monkey cheat.
Or monkey devil.
Or monkey devil. You already know. But it don't make no sense that grown folks acting like kids, but they want to be respected. They the main ones that got out all the answers, want to run your life and be all in your business. They the ones that say, mama ain't shit. She got the nerve to be doing this, that, and this, and that. Or, my sister, I'm staying with my sister. That bitch ain't no boy to hoe. She got niggas running in and out of here. Or you staying with your nigga, this nigga nasty as hell, he ain't never got no food. I got to buy some toilet paper. Isn't it? Everything in this goddamn house, you had to buy a roll of toilet paper, and you fucked up about it. I'm so done. Let me say this. If you ain't staying at your house, at your own house, please don't talk about the people that allow you to stay with them. I just want to put that out there. Please appreciate the fact that somebody else is paying your bills. If you are driving your vehicle and somebody giving you a ride, please appreciate their ride. Offer them gas or be accommodating in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And no, they don't always want no set or a ride. Just to put that out there, please, and thank you. Secondly, $10, well, gas is starting to go down now a little bit, It's still $2.62. I had it under $2. He had it about $95. Man, he dropped that gas down so hard. But, like McDonald's, I'm loving it. But $10 for gas. Ain't always gas. If you're going 100 miles away, please don't insult the driver. If somebody being nice to you, do me one favor. If you don't got gas money, but sometimes you may not. Mm-hmm. And a friend has to be a friend. Mm-hmm. In spite of it. Make sure when your friend takes you and drop your kids off at the daycare and then have to drop you off too.
And
Sometimes just a little bit goes a long way. Words. I'm going to get all the way back to where I started at, people. Words. Have time. If you appreciate what I do, I might be more apt to do it one more week. Hey, you know what? When they needed me, I was there for them, and they appreciated it. Because of this, they were able to do this and that. You reached. Not only did I get a thank you, but I got a blessing because I helped somebody. So I'm going to get mad whether you speak on it or not. I got my blessing. But I helped you get here, so now you and your kids were able to do this. Or you were able to do this. You didn't have to stand on the bus stop and freeze. Or you were able to do this. Or you were able to make it to a job interview. Or whatever it may be that you have going on. Because I gave you just that little bit, you were able to do something for yourself. Mm-hmm. The name of the game is for you to be able to get something out of it so you're able to do for yourself. Let me help you help you. Did that make sense? Let me help you. Thank you.
Yes, it did.
But seriously, when you help somebody, you hope you're not doing it in vain. You don't want to give a bum with the y'all know the one got the sign, please help me, I'm a veteran. I was on the side of the road, and some ain't even old enough to be a veteran, but I ain't gonna say nothing about it. You can't be 15, 18 without a veteran sign. Do you even know what a veteran is? It was a guy on the side of the highway. Looked like he was about 20, 22. So I'm a vet. I'm homeless. I'm a vet. Please donate money. I started to set his sign on fire.
Oh.
Yes, I'm going to see it. You not no damn vet first. Stop lying.
It's really people out here homeless.
And I'm donating money. I think me and Samir would go on the way to the show and give a dollar out the window. It's always somebody at the high level region on it. So we've donated going on and off several times. But we do donate to people all the time. Maybe I don't do it for recognition. I do it for a blessing to somebody. Yeah.
All
right. God, like I said, God gonna bless me anywho. So I'm not looking for nothing.
Not to mention, once it gets hard stuff, I don't hear it on the line. I'm thinking the dollar one.
Yeah, now just take the bag on the dollar. I don't even want to hear it.
Okay, that's a promo down here. I don't care about why here.
You got to have a surgery. The kids need food, school clothes.
We trying to get out of town, bail money. All we got a dollar.
Well, no matter what you say, how bad the problem.
The story. I got a dollar.
If I can't help you, I don't want to hear it. At the end of the day, if I can't help you, I won't. And I hope that your work or help is not a benefit. And speaking of work, and it's that present. I know you think you only want.
But you not
turn no. For your
word.
I said. She prepared the host.
He said she prepared me.
She prepared the host. She did all your rapping for you.
So you told me you like to build a gathering word.
We let you lay out there and manifest with some words for me to look through what you got for us.
Yes, it is. Okay. And also, y'all don't put me on blast like that. You just don't front on me like that.
Oh, shit. Okay, but we already knew you had something in your back pocket.
You keep it all locked up like that, you know. I ain't mad at you. I don't know about any man ain't supposed to be. You want to
hold
the ring
over
it? You
got to be better. I was telling them, like, I don't have anything.
We go acapella if you want to. Everybody want to be with the trash can and beat no tables. We can do that. Like you can be. I was like, I will be on this table and I will go.
You
want
to stand up?
Oh, here we go.
Anyone use this one? This one might be easier. So that one got the bendy neck, that one's straight neck. You know what I mean?
Mic check.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
You got that. Yeah,
how are you? All right, come on and say, we have. Germ Dope. Let the mic.
Germ Dope. At Germ Dope. If you don't know how to spell, I ain't no help.
You are a dope.
Smoking Pac-Man, we turned the pussy into a ghost. Same one, fucking shit, who we tracking the most. Got X, got O's, we be running them plays. Says, fuck the trade, pro, I chop the stock off the cake. Yeah, I'm all about my chips, so I be stacking my lays. I got a 60K play, I'm about to call it the game. Didn't lick, switch, whips, and we on the same thing. Gotta get a bankroll, and if I ain't mean. Between street and sidewalk, I'm trying to stay on the green. Keep your bros and your mail, let me hug in between. Add a Glock to the list, and it's attached to the beam. I ain't scared to set it off, I'm the king, she the queen. I resurrect the message, I re-request the blessing. About the dark in the light, then I went to war with discretion. Asking shit I'm not used to, I'm in a different direction. So I can't do no more shows that don't start an ending collection. Know my life is plastic, I take your life off of plastic. Pick it above me, Jurassic, it's like an 8 out of magic. Leave you shocked and ecstatic. Looking at your side back and be trying to take my cheese. Local chick they call her boring cause she's scraping the knees. Don't bring me no bagel leaves. Call her front woods cause I'm facing me. Waiting patiently, pick the lock if I can find the key. Voice in my head kept on telling me, honestly, I be getting higher than the apostrophe. Logically, really lost track, they think they're running me. You would think I buzz cause I be with the honey bee. Money bee, I'm a thing can't hide from me. Lizzy dog and nigga on my side, but it ain't on the leash. Ironically, I'm causing all the havoc cause I keep the peace. Need to speak, might be past the prime, but I'ma let her peek. Geo game, shit ain't been the same, I'm in a different lane. Gang.
Yeah, okay.
At Germ Dope again, you can follow me at Germ Dope on Instagram. You can follow me at Germ Dope on Twitter. You can follow me at Germ Dope on SoundCloud. You can follow me everywhere as Germ Dope. Everything is dope and everything is germ. Get kicked.
Okay, now sit down.
Oh,
you gonna do? We always give them two rings. See, one time might be a lot. That might be that you not get that much time. Let's see if you can spit that. She said, let's go. If you go over 60, we don't care. We don't cut you off. We don't keep right on going, but we got to go one more time. You got to prove that you can ride. You prove it. Round two. Round two, 16 bars. Let me bring it back one more time. Yeah, don't worry about it. All
right, check it out. Man, I wish I had a big dog. Well, I can tell that.
We'll make sure we get it. No, we get it.
Okay. Y'all can prove it's something. I really want to do this one song for y'all. I ain't never, ever did nothing with it. Come on. You gotta
let nobody do a song. That is like forbidden from us because we got to call.
Give me bars because we got to call. All right, well, check it out. I come straight out the mud. We'll pee with no muscle. I keep me a 30th dirty little nigga. I don't like to touch her. She say that she love me, but I do not trust her. My name is too good in the streets for the hoe. You look like a buster. My bezel a buster. My Glock is a buster. Yeah, I call her Nina Katrina, little nigga, and you hope she don't touch you. But it's money, I'm on a new chase, and it look like a buster. I know it's a buster. Cause that bitch is buster. Niggas change like moon rings, I call gang, get you going for the loose change. Tell girl move around with the loose ring. Kick out, call the friend that do thing. Everything about black like Bruce Wayne. Old plug on red like Wu-Tang. It's like U-Haul, nigga, we haul, cause my boys move things. I stuff, I don't know how they stare. With their 42 shots, popping Bel-Air shit. I lay in my feelings, got me feeling my neck and I'm feeling my best and I'm feeling like Nike because I got that check. Korea Fish, she keep throwing it back. Jose, Jose, ho. When they do that, she know we ain't broke. I'm breaking her back. Smoking and not, and I live in the trap. We smoking on booty and gonna have to act better. Get little cup and nice little rat. Slide my gift, you can try some licks. The toys in my city, so it's really no biggie. Where should I get it? My baby's on Vicky. She bobbing her head, get my. I ain't gonna say that.
Okay.
Just looking and only come get it. I move with that glizzy. Don't leave till it's empty. If I got it sauced, I ain't worried. Got the moves, we got plenty. They around, don't come near me. And that's your pocket filthy. In my pocket, I got 50. And the other pocket got his last name, so that means I got plenty. Have bold is a semi. But fame got offended. Pussy nigga got offended. I got money in the sender. Turn a pack to a gymnast. Turn a hater to a witness. Turn a witness to a corpse. Turn your block to a morgue. I wish a nigga would. Now I'm who your girl adore. Out of woods at the store. Shop got smoke in the air and money on the floor.
Okay.
This is a diss out the Trump. We ain't feeling you, Trump. So I'm loading my gun. Pulling up to D.C. That's when you see me. You see me in your old eyes, your old age. You probably see three. Because that's how I'm coming at you. Yeah, that's how I'm drumming at you. Little marching band. That's how I'm drumming at you. I'm coming at you with everything I got, everything you not. I'm stacking up my chips. Gonna pull up to the lot. Gonna get a dealer all I got, and I pull up in the drop. Drop the top, because I ain't thinking about these bars. These bars is coming straight from the ice cream shop. And these bars don't drop, like the beat don't stop. But ain't no beat, and I'm just checking my clock. It's almost time to go, and I'm checking my watch. They watch me every time I drop the bar. I drop the bar on that mic. I drop the mic, my bar is tight. This shit's like riding a bike. You either get it or you don't. The shoe, if it fit, it either fit or it don't. It fit or it's not. The shit does fit, it's either cold or it's hot. Either way, you freezing. Or you sweating, you hot. Damn, I don't even know how I'm going with this. Okay, let me wrap it up. I said, little lady, big pump. That was just a hiccup. I feel like I'm walking in the bank and I'm about to put the stick up because I need everything. I'm talking about everything. I got a lot of dreams, a lot of families. I need a lot of green. That's a lot of green. Only other team. That's only each other, not everyone. I pull up, hop out. I got my girl with me. A big crib, a lot of fans, a lot of haters.
Get your damn fans, a lot of haters. I know that's right. I got a lot of haters and fans.
You can't take the human
I might take the bank in a lot of ones. See my girl phone, my phone, a couple bars. She said, look at me like, nah, I said, girl. Wait till we get up in his car. He said, nah, I ain't gonna go there. He looked at me, I thought he was thinking about being shot. He said, go there.
And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I think I can't tell with that one.
Yeah, I'm kind of fun, man.
I think so, like you woke now.
Yeah, I'm bad, y'all. I was good.
I know you better now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see, like, I've had a long day, and I'm ready to wrap this up. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to once again thank my guests in the studio audience today, or in the audience today, the audience in the studio. I'm sleep. I think the whole studio had a long day.
My
yarn, incredible. Yeah, he shook his off and gave right through it on everybody. Like,
I want to thank Germ Dope and his beautiful woman.
Beyonce. Like, Beyonce, happily together, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Happy. Okay, happily.
Ecstatic.
That was it. Ecstatic. Yeah, that was the word. Ecstatic.
I got a message for everybody. Let everything be in family. Don't confuse the truth. Let these people live their lives.
Because
everybody got one. So I suggest you follow them.
Hey, that was a lot.
We get a bill.
Yes, and that was from Germ Dope. And once again, you need to write that down, Boo Boo. Let them know how to reach you if they want to get in contact with you.
Scratch everything else. Don't hit me up on nothing but Instagram, because I probably won't see it. Anything else, probably much later. I need to get in touch with that. But you can find me on Instagram at Germ Dope. And people like some out of film, I told y'all what I'm going to say. I got Germ, G-E-R-M, Dope, D-O-P-E. No, I am talking about that. I'm talking about that gas.
Gas.
Gas. Gas. Like when you walk into a porta potty and they don't smell good. Yeah.
He's woke.
He's wide awake.
No blue water. Yeah, no blue water. I like that.
Yeah, right.
No blue water. I'm gonna make something real country. No blue water. I'm like, wait a minute. But baby girl, once again to Courtney Carson for. My new bill, and she keeps me fresh to death, popping.
Yes.
And we got something else next week. So, yes, stay tuned. Yes, every week. And if you want to get with the program, 28th and High School Road, Courtney Carson, Coco, and here's Saturday. Matter of fact, you can give your own information.
Yeah, you can reach me on Instagram and Facebook. You can text me on my business line, 317-970-0570, Instagram _DEEP_dimples with three S's, _DEEP_DIMPLESS. Don't go to nothing else.
Again, business line.
Don't go to nothing else. I got some phones. We're right there. Contact me on Facebook at Courtney Carson. That's Courtney, CourtneyCourtney, no EY, double E.
About me.
Because that's how you're going to reach my dad. I also want to give a shout out to my lovely assistant. She was going to come here with me today, but she couldn't. Jennifer, little sis Jen. She's lovely. She's lovely. I love her. She's so professional. She's my baby. I love working at it. But I'm located at 79 Body Company. That's 2840 North High School Road. 2840 North High School Road.
Thanks.
Yeah, literally right outside of the Speedway shopping mall.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get the back up.
Yeah.
It's been a minute, but I'm going to get the back up.
So, thank you to Germ Dope and to Coco the Hairstylist for an entertaining evening. I'm glad some of us woke up, even though some of us are those now. Some of us are woke and still stretching. So get ready for now. Are you ready? Too much. Too freaking much. But we don't got, I'm going to give, Samira, would you like to give a shout out before we wrap our evening up? No. Okay, well, I guess I'll give a little bit of something.
I'm going to give you an answer.
I answer anyone.
Whoever I can work with.
You sure get none.
I'm going to give my answer real quick. Why be in Corday? He's been going crazy. Why be in Corday?
Okay.
Quite heavy hurting him.
See? Why be?
Why be in?
Why be in
Corday?
Are they,
We're
gonna go with that one. It's different. It's like 10 years ago, right?
Now.
So, okay. Well, you know what? I'm gonna check him out. Well, if you guys that's gonna still tell that I would like to miss it. YBN? I got you. Corday?
YBN Corday?
YBN Corday. We're gonna look that up. Get in the car, we're gonna check that out. And sorry, I don't know your name, bro. But you and that newbie shit. So the new, not newbie. We're in the newbie. You and New Jack. So yeah. Know that we gonna look you up. First and foremost, I want to give honor to God, who's ahead of my life, from whom all blessings flow. To my mom and my dad. May you both rest in peace. To my dysfunctional family member, biological family members, those who tuned in, those that listened, those who participated, those who didn't, God bless you individually and collectively. You could have been anywhere else, but those who came chose to spend their time with us, and for that we feel blessed. Thank you for those who shared, those who took time, those who see it later. We hope you comment. And come back next time, same place, same bad time. 8-ish. It's the standard time at blogtalkradio.com/JacksonLLBP. At Facebook Live or at newbeatradio.com. Again, that's newbeatradio.com. And we will be back. You guys take care. Thanks again to Corby Garson for my hair and my makeup and for keeping us together. Thanks to DJ Mo Heist for letting us utilize New Beat Radio. To my engineer. I'm not the engineer. To my engineer, that I'm not. Samir, come here, Merlo, you already know. And to the Lord for a great day. You guys stay blessed, stay careful. Don't forget to vote. I don't tell you who to vote for, but I tell you, please, take time and go early vote, but make sure you don't miss out on the chance of a lifetime, on the vote of a lifetime. Your vote does matter, and you do too. You guys stay care, stay blessed. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Professional. Money.